Yeah, the third is honoring the Sabbath, keeping holy the Lord's day. So we honor God. And how do we sin against honoring God? Well, by superstition, by heresy, by infidelity, by by rejecting the sins against faith, by rejecting the Trinity, by rejecting the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ, and any sin of heresy. These are all sins against the first commandment, and they're serious. Every sin against the first commandment is, of its nature, a grave sin. The second commandment is taking the Lord's name in vain, not failing to honor the most holy name of God. The Jews in the Old Testament didn't even utter the name of God. Yahweh was considered to be the unutterable name, the tetragrammaton. In fact, it's unpronounceable unless you stick vowels in it, and they refused to put the vowels in it because nobody's supposed to pronounce it. This is why you'll see many Jews who write the word God, they'll put G-D. It's sort of an English approximation of the unpronounceability of the ineffable name of God. In the New Testament, we can utter the holy name of Jesus, but we're supposed to bow our heads when we say it or when we hear it. We have to have a reverence for it. Saint Paul says that every knee shall bend and every head shall bow on earth, in heaven, on earth, and beneath the earth. So we have to give reverence to the holy name of Jesus. How violated is this in our own day? Just think of Hollywood movies. The holy name of Jesus is constantly blasphemed in movies from Hollywood, popular movies, PG movies, much not to mention R-rated movies. This is one of the greatest signs of the sins of our culture, and we don't take this seriously enough. We don't take this seriously enough. The pop stars that we practically worship as a form of idolatry are constantly taking the holy name of Jesus in vain, constantly, in their filthy films. Now, and then keeping holy the Sabbath day. You have Catholics that go out shopping on Saturday. This is not the way it ought to be. We shouldn't. It's a day of rest. It's a day that's set aside for divine worship, spiritual reading, doing holy things is primary, and rest also. Having it a day that we can spend with our families in this too fast-paced world in which we live, where families don't spend enough time together. So it should be a more relaxed pace. But first things first, and we go to Mass, right? We sanctify the day by participating in the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, and preferably by receiving the Blessed Sacrament and sanctifying ourselves on that day. But rendering, getting on our knees and rendering God His rights. Those first three commandments cannot be taken for granted. Yes, we live in a pluralist culture, and that's not a good thing, but we live in a pluralist culture, but we have to be signs of respect for these things. How can we be a sign of respect if we either use the holy name in vain or allow others to use it without saying anything? Even something like, blessed be God, just a little quick act of reparation when you hear somebody say the holy name of Jesus in vain, or bowing your head silently, or taking off your hat and bowing your head if you have a hat on. That'll be very bracing if somebody does that and sees you act that way. Think, oh, they might even say, oh, gee, sorry, you know. And you might say, well, yeah, you should be sorry to God first.